Robert Papp, the U.S. Special Representative for the Arctic, says he questions reports that Russia has launched a major military buildup in the Arctic. Papp says he's asking U.S. intelligence agencies to look beyond Russia's military swagger for a realistic view of its Arctic activities. Papp says Moscow could be adding infrastructure for general use in the north.
One person can look at what's going on in terms of what they call military buildup and rightfully say they've got an awful long border along the Arctic, and if you're going to have increased maritime traffic, you should have search and rescue facilities, you should have modern airports and other things, things that I would like to see built in Alaska as maritime activity increases.
Army Chief of Staff Ray Odierno said at a U.S. Senate hearing yesterday morning that Russia's military buildup in the Arctic has his attention.
So we have seen over the last several years a obviously increased interest in the Russians in the Arctic. There are clear indications, as the chairman mentioned, that they are increasing their presence and building bases. So in the future, they will be able to increase their presence and have an impact in the Arctic region.
Last week, the Secretary of Defense said much the same. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said Russia is activating four new brigades in the Arctic. The U.S. and other Arctic nations have imposed sanctions on Russia for its incursions in Ukraine. But Papp says the Obama administration and other Arctic countries also agree it's important not to shut Russia out.
For the good of the Arctic, for the environment, and other important issues, we need to keep Russia in the fold and keep communications open. We are all committed to that.
Papp, a retired Coast Guard admiral, spoke this morning at the Brookings Institution in Washington.